E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. A magnitude 7 earthquake shook Northern California today, knocking things off grocery store shelves and sending school children scrambling under desks. Governor Gavin Newsom.
We're concerned about damage, particularly in the northern part of the state, in Del Norte and Mendocino and Humboldt County as a consequence of that. I just signed off on a state of emergency declaration.
On Capitol Hill, in near party line votes, the House has rejected Democrats' efforts to release the ethics report into former Congressman Matt Gaetz after a years-long investigation of sexual misconduct allegations. Meantime, Ed Donahue reports.
Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy brought President-elect Donald Trump's Doge to Capitol Hill. The two are leading the Trump Department of Government Efficiency. Musk went into the meeting with a small child on his shoulders. The goal of Doge is to fire federal workers, cut government programs, and slash federal regulations.
It's a new thing. And this is a new day in Washington and a new day in America.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says you're going to see a lot of change in Washington.
We need to make government more efficient. And that is what this whole objective is.
DOGE is neither a department nor a part of government. California Democrat Ro Khanna says if they find ways to cut, that's good. But if they want to cut education funding or Social Security and Medicare, they will hand the Democrats a landslide in 2026. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In New York, police have released new photos as they search for the gunman who killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Two law enforcement officials tell AP the ammunition used was emblazoned with the words "deny, defend, and depose," a possible reference to insurance company tactics to avoid paying claims. In France, President Emmanuel Macron is vowing to stay in office until his term ends in 2027. In an address to the nation after Parliament ousted the government of Michel Barnier, Macron blamed the far right, saying they chose not to do, but to undo. This is AP News. Consumer Reports' latest survey on the reliability of electric vehicles finds they have 42% more problems than gas autos on average. But Tom Krischer reports that's an improvement.
The latest annual survey found that electric vehicle and plug-in hybrid reliability is getting better, but it's still not up to par with gas-powered automobiles or straight hybrids that switch back and forth from gasoline to electric power to be more efficient. Jake Fisher, who's in charge of the Consumer Reports Auto Testing Center, told me that they're finding people now want a simple electric vehicle that's just a car that doesn't have all these bells and whistles. They want reliability. They want more. And I think the automakers are moving in that direction where you don't have as many bells and whistles on electric vehicles, and it's more comparable to a conventional gas engine, and the reliability is going to get better.
Again, that's the AP's Tom Krischer, and I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.